A state attorney general is called on to render opinions on many issues. 40 years ago this week, Michigan Attorney General Frank Kelly issued an opinion that has resonated throughout the years about women and their maiden names. Michigan Radio political commentator Jack Lessenberry is here with us. Jack, just what was the issue that led to this opinion?
Well, it's a question from the State Board of Nursing. Some of the nursing graduates, who were overwhelmingly female, I believe they still are, wanted to use their maiden names on their licenses without formally changing their name, and so the State Board asked if that was all right. And Kelly, in his opinion, said that not only was that okay, that married women could retain their maiden names. This was exactly 40 years ago. About 6 years later, he said it was all right also if a husband getting married wanted to take his wife's surname. So, you know, this sounds like nothing that would raise an eyebrow these days, but that was a fairly momentous development back then.
And, I wondered, it was pretty groundbreaking for 1974. Was there any kind of reaction to this opinion?
I don't recall any negative reaction at all. I think that it was just seen as an idea whose time had come. I think a lot of women did that anyway, and it wasn't really... The question wasn't really sparked by a huge sort of feminist outpouring. It was just merely a procedural thing by the State Board of Nursing, but it helped them. I think it was one more step further legitimizing women. Of course, a lot of women these days retain their maiden name after marriage or hyphenate their name, and I've even known some men who did in fact take their wife's surname because they liked it better. But you have to remember that in Michigan, when the attorney general issues an opinion, it has the force of law unless it's overturned by legislative action or the courts. And Attorney General Kelly, who I know quite well, issued probably more of these opinions than anybody else. Not only throughout his career, he served as attorney general longer than anybody else, but also on an annual basis. He'd issue 100 or more of these a year, and a lot of them still have the force of law.
He truly shaped life in Michigan.
Well, he certainly did from a legal standpoint.
Yes, indeed. And so as I think about it, instead of me becoming Cynthia Canty in 1976, my husband could have been Sean Bruce, which is a strange thought.
Well, there's all sorts of permutations. Of course, some people make up names now when they get married or just change their names and hyphenate them. And so there's an endless variety, but this was sort of one more step on the road to allowing people to do whatever they wanted to as far as calling themselves.
Michigan Radio political commentator Jack Lessenberry. As always, thanks so much, Jack.
My pleasure.